Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayishlach. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom, all the Chalim, Rechalam, Chemda, Barakha, Bachan, Dujan, Elamen, Chanukah, Merifah, Karavan, Munir, Shalom, Avasara, David, Merchel, Yafa, Bedevar, Rizka, Bedechav, Rizka, Bedester, Shalom, Menester, Fahim, Elam, Shalom, Elchana, Yafa, Bedemiriam, Yehuda, Ben Yafa, Chanis, Amos, Rechah, Bechana, Simcha, Ben Malka, Merah, Bechizav, Nechana, Mechana, Ramad, Rechaz, Bedemas, Barakha, Dan, Ben Yaseh, Zechaman, Yafa, Zechaman, Mekad, Yishav, Neta, Yaman, Yafa, Yosef ben Deborah, Shomer Shomer Kenina, Yosef ben Yafan, Daniel Medina, Simcha ben Afra, Medina, Kedon, 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 ולהבדיל לילוי נשמת רחל בת אליהו, דוד בן אליהו, ליד בן אפרים, שמעון וישאל, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אברהם, תמר ברכה בת אברהם, משה בן רפאל, אליהו בן יוסף ששמעון של מועצת החיים, שם משה יעל יפה בת אראל אליהו, להבדיל להיריון דבורה בת מרים. Just to finish off פרשת וישלח, there's a very beautiful idea. We actually spoke about it earlier this week. There's a Ramban in the beginning of this week's parasha, and the Ramban talks about how Yaakov addressed the battle that he was going out to with Esav. And the Ramban says, if you look at how Yaakov acted, how did Yaakov act with this battle? Yaakov acted in a way that he took three things upon himself to do before he went into this battle. And what were the three? The three were, he went into prayer, he brought gifts, and he actually prepared for the physical battle itself. And the question is, I understand the physical battle, preparing for physical battle. I understand gifts, you want to flatter, you want to make someone happy before you go into war. I understand those tactics. But what's the prayer? Why is the prayer person going into prayer? You're going into physical war right now, and the thought that's on his mind is tefillah, is prayer. And this is what the Ramban says, and the Ramban says, these three things are going to be things that we're going to use against Esav's children for many, many years afterwards. But Yaakov Avinu used this number one thing, which was prayer, to get him through this battle. And I think this idea is something that's actually very, very deep. A lot of times, many times, in fact, we go through difficulties and struggles, and we try to get by them without tefillah, without prayer, without asking Hashem for help. Whether it be a business struggle, whether it be a shalom bayit struggle, whether it be a bringing up education, children struggle, whether it be just any type of struggle a person may go through. There's many different types. But sometimes we don't stop to realize that this is actually Hashem's way of speaking to us. We're not prophets today. We're not Nevi'im. There's no prophets today. So Hashem doesn't speak direct. The way Hashem will speak to us is through our actions, through indirect ways. And so the only way that we'll actually be able to get to the main purpose of why things are happening to us is by that connection through Hashem, by speaking to Hashem, by praying to Hashem, by asking Hashem to help us. And so therefore, when those things arrive, when those things come out, Yaakov Avinu is teaching us that you're not supposed to just put in an effort. An effort is very important, and we've had many, many classes about how important it is for a person to put in an effort. But I want to talk about the spiritual effort the person has to put in. A spiritual effort that a person has to put in everything that he does. When a person works, when a person is trying to get married, when a person is trying to bring children into the world, when a person is trying to educate their children the correct way, when a person is trying to be a good friend, a good person, a good child to their parents, any type of example you can think of, all of it has to include both a physical effort and a spiritual effort. Now, many people always stress the physical effort, and I'll give you an example. A person as a parent, they want to teach their child that eventually one day, you're going to grow up, you're going to get married, you're going to have to work, you're going to have to take care of a family. It's a very common sense thing. A person who doesn't teach their child, this is not teaching their child correctly. It's very common sense. Your child, eventually, again, if a person is going to get married and needs to take care of a family, they're going to need to work in order to support a family. It's common sense, right? So now, if you tell your child that you're only going to need to put in that physical effort, but that's also, you're missing something in the boat. Why? Because all of that physical effort is great, but the physical effort, in order for the bracha to fall into it, you need to have a spiritual effort included in there as well. So what Hashem is asking of us is, He's saying, you have to put in a physical effort to show me that you care, but you also need to put in your spiritual effort. Now what is that spiritual effort? That's tefillah. That's prayer to Hashem. That's asking Hashem to help us. And of course we know, we always pray to Hashem, but praying to Hashem more in our own words. Opening up our hearts and praying to Hashem and asking, not only asking Hashem what we need, but thanking Hashem for when He gives us our needs. Every single day Hashem is gifting us with so many berachot that we don't even pay attention to. So many different things that, including our health, including our, you know, our being able to walk and breathe and see and hear and all of these blessings that we have. And we have to appreciate them. We have to show, you know, gratitude for all of these things that Hashem is giving us in order for Him to you know, create that relationship stronger and stronger. This is what Hashem is doing everything for. Hashem doesn't need us and He doesn't need to give to us. He wants to give to us. All He wants to see is for us to care to create that relationship. He wants us to come back. He wants us to put in that spiritual effort. Yaakov Avinu is teaching us that when he's going out to war against Esav, it's not just the physical effort to put in to prepare for war. It's the spiritual effort of tefillah, of praying and asking Hashem for help. Hashem, let me help when I go out to war. There's one line that I always add in at the end of my tefillot. That's a very, very important line to add in. We always pray for things. We're always asking Hashem for things. We're always asking Hashem to give us bracha, our children bracha, help us with anything, X, Y, and Z. But there's one thing that sometimes we don't understand, is sometimes you pray for something, and it's not exactly meant to be for you. You're praying for something, and praying for something, and praying for something, and sometimes Hashem doesn't respond in the way that you are asking Him for. And the answer is why? Why is Hashem doing that? And of course, we don't know exactly Hashem's calculations. We don't know exactly why Hashem is doing what He's doing. But from the fact, if you're praying for something, and Hashem doesn't answer you the way that you're praying for it, and you're praying for it for years, and you see that it's not coming. And I'll show you a story as an example to follow. Then maybe that's something that you're praying for, maybe is not meant to be for you, the way that you're praying for it. And I'll explain to you by example. There was a story of this man who was praying his whole life. He wanted to have a Lamborghini. This was it. He wanted to drive a Lamborghini. That was his tefillah. His whole life he was praying, Hashem, bless me to get a Lamborghini. Let me have enough money so I can... He loved the Lamborghini. He was praying. His whole life he was praying. Ad Me'a Ve'Esrim, it came his day of death and he didn't get a Lamborghini. He wasn't zochen. He passes away. About a week after his passing, his children are walking in the street and all of a sudden, there's a man who comes up to them and says, I'm moving to a different country. I have a car and I want to give it away. You're the first person I saw. They said, okay, that's great. He said, yeah, I have a Lamborghini. I wanted to hand it over to you. So the kids now all look at each other and they say, our father has been praying for this Lamborghini his whole life. Now all of a sudden, this person just comes and hands it over to us. Like, what? And so they understood that sometimes a person prays for something his whole life, and sometimes it's those tefillot. It's not that it goes unanswered. It's not chas v'shalom, Hashem's not listening. Hashem is listening. But Hashem sometimes answers in a different way. Hashem sometimes responds, not to you, but it'll give the bracha to your children. And there's so many different examples of how you can explain this. But the answer, what I was saying was, what to add at the end of the tefillah, it's always so important to add, that Hashem, everything I'm asking for, only give it to me if it's best for me, if it's good for me. If you add that in, now if Hashem blesses you with what you're praying for, it's great, it's best for you. And if not, you know that's also best for you. And you continue praying. And it's not like we know exactly how many tefillot are required for whatever you're requesting. We don't know. You have to continuously pray until the last day, until you know Hashem decides that it is or it's not meant. But if you add in this line, you understand that it's not just what you decide is meant for you is meant for you. As you pray to Hashem, what you think is good for you, and Hashem will decide if that's good for you. And even if you pray for something and you don't get answered in that way that you pray for, those prayers don't go unanswered. They go in your treasure box of tefillot, and Hashem will send you bracha in a different way. But the main message we're learning from our parasha is that Yaakov Avinu, all through the efforts that he went through, the physical efforts he went through to go through battle and prepare for battle with Esav, he still didn't hold back from his spiritual preparation and spiritual connection to Hashem. He went through tefillah. He went through asking Hashem for help, asking Hashem for guidance on how to go into battle, and so on and so forth. And I think this is a message for all of us. Everything we go through, all of the battles that we go through, all of the difficulties we go through, the struggles we go through, don't just take it as a struggle or a difficulty. Take it as a way of Hashem speaking to us, connecting to us, asking us to pray out to Him, to pray out to Him for help, to pray out to Him also for appreciating everything He gives to us. And B'ezrat Hashem, if we appreciate and we show gratitude and thanks for everything He gives us, and we ask Him for whatever we need, Hashem will always bless us and answer all of our tefillot. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom. Amen.